Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. There's been the development of a D2, now a D3 drought in parts of central and west central Iowa. Iowa State Extension has been out doing some drought meetings, and we're visiting with Paul Castle, a field agronomist with Iowa State Extension. Paul, thanks for visiting with us here today.
Thank you.
Just a quick assessment, I guess. How far along did the crops get? Where are we at kind of in stage of development now that we've reached this D3 level?
Yeah, just a huge lack of rainfall. I think here in Sac City, we're like 7.5 inches of rain, 7.5 inches behind on rainfall amounts since April 20th, which is kind of when field work started in earnest. So a huge rainfall deficit, and that's reflected in the drought monitor. Like you said, we're in the D3 now, and like in Sac County, other parts of west central and central Iowa. So, and I did kind of a moisture balance sheet. In other words, we have subsoil moisture. It takes about 20 inches of moisture to grow a crop. So we use a bank of soil moisture, the moisture in the soil, plus rainfall. Since the rainfall is so far behind, we're running out of gas, so to speak, on the rainfall, more moisture supply for the crop. So especially on corn, because it uses more of its moisture a little earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. Soybeans, we still may be able to bail them out, so to speak, with some late season rains here. But that's a concern. We're running out of moisture. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the impact so far on corn. How does a drought, you know, like you say, being about 7 inches behind normal, how does that affect corn development?
Well, corn, it's about an 8-week process from pollination till maturity. And we know that we have moisture stress or, you know, heat stress in the early part of that 8-week time frame, which would be late July, early August. That can severely impact yields. And we'll see that, you know, obviously we had pretty good conditions for pollination. So we have pollination, but now the whole thing is we're seeing ear tips, you know, the ears, the kernels at the end of the ear slough off and not dry up and not fill. So, and, you know, we don't know what kernel depth will be. We don't know what test weight will be. So we talked today a little bit about yield estimations, and we can do that. But again, there's still some, we got somewhat of an idea because we got an ear count, a kernel count, rows of kernels per row type of thing, but we don't know what that depth or weight will be. So we talked a little bit about that too. And then the fact too that the crop development has sped up, which usually is not a good thing for final crop yield there.
What about on the soybeans? I think you said something about, if we could catch a rain or two, might be close to normal on soybeans?
Yeah, I'm a little optimistic on that. But, yeah, you know, soybeans are, you know, they bloom and flower and set pods and fill pods over several week time frame. So oftentimes in drought years, we've caught some mid-late August rains and done pretty well on yield. So maybe I'm a little optimistic to say they'd be normal, but with some late season rains, they will surprise you. So we can still be optimistic on that. Actually, corn and soybean crop use about the same amount of moisture during the season. It's just that corn uses it more towards July, August is more towards soybeans are more towards August. So So that's kind of, you know, we can still be a little optimistic on soybeans if we get that mid-late August rain here. So
the question about fertility, I asked you, if we're fertilizing for 220, 230, 250 bushel corn, you know, we put out a lot of nitrogen out there. If the crop doesn't use it because it was stunted, because it slowed down and didn't yield as much, can we bank on that? Can we use that next year?
We can if we don't get heavy rains this fall or next spring. So we might be able to. So if it stays dry this fall before soils freeze up and then say next spring, which of course kind of what happened this year, you can bank on that. And there is a residual nitrate test. Usually we don't talk about that because we get 30 inches of rain a year or 35 or more. We only use about 20. That's why we have extensive tile drainage systems. So, yeah, you can bank on that if it stays dry. So,
okay, very good. Great information. I guess an opportunity, is there something else you want to make sure producers kind of remember in the situation that we're in right now, mid-August, development of a D3 situation? What's the take-home message on corn and soybeans?
Well, I would just encourage people to keep checking your soybean fields because, like we mentioned, the spider mites, they can cause damage. We don't see any huge problem yet, but that could develop. Soybean aphids, too. I didn't talk about that today, but they typically don't like hot and dry, but, you know, it's not hot all day. So sometimes they can develop, too, and they can do a lot of damage in dry weather. So we need to keep an eye on that soybean crop because we can still be optimistic that we could still get some decent yields, like we mentioned. So keep an eye on that, and and check those fields.
Thank you so much for the information, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet. You're welcome.
Again, we've been visiting with Paul Castle, Iowa State Extension field agronomist, discussing some of the items from the most recent drought meeting that was held in Sac City. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.